Hey guys, today Till and I had an open-ended conversation about all things marketing, and the conversation was something that we're having internally and the areas we want to explore this year. I hope you love it. Enjoy. Babe, you ready for the wildest intro? Guys, welcome to another episode of The Sauce with Don and Till. Welcome.
You're tuning in to The Sauce FM. Oh my God, you know when I was little, I used to pretend I was a radio DJ. I don't know if I ever told you. And my room was painted like blue. And I like blue. My room was painted blue. And I had like a silver and blue CD player. And I used to like put all my different CDs in, like the Genie in a Bottle bought from Bali. You know, Christina Aguilera is the burnt, how used to go to Bali and like buy all the burnt CDs. No, it was Malaysia. And
I'm not sure we should be putting that out there.
I used to, oh no, and also So Fresh albums, but I had the legit real deal So Freshes. And I used to like intro every single song and then play it and then like sit there and wait for the song to finish and then intro and play, like no one heard it. Obviously, it was just me sitting in my room, but I dreamt of being a radio DJ and this is kind of like making my dreams come true.
My job in life is to make your dreams come true.
And so that you are doing. Forever grateful, babe.
You are welcome. So what? I think when you first started dating, you told me your DJ name was DJ Red.
Yes. No, I think I made that up like since just like, I think I got that nickname in the office, to be honest, because my playlists were fire. Yeah, till, like corporate till, world reception.
Oh, really?
Recruitment.
Currently, your playlists are fucking lit.
Yeah, the core playlist. If you guys aren't doing the core challenge, what are you doing?
Where have you
but
been?
But also we have a, I created like the coolest playlist ever. It's called Core Challenge Playlist. I think it's under the Stacks account on Spotify, so you'll be able to get it. Wait, listen. Put it on remix. You have to do shuffle.
A secret power, and it's DJing.
And song lyrics.
Song lyrics and DJ. Like, Till's music selection is pretty fire.
I literally can listen to a song one time and I can sing it back. Like, I don't know. I don't know a lot of things, but I do know song lyrics.
Like, we've been trying to figure out how can we monetize or turn this into a power that can actually do something.
I'm really bad at directions. I'm really bad at maths. I'm but really if- bad at geography. But if you need song lyrics, you know who to call. Don't call me because I don't answer the phone.
If we ever get lost, Till would usually just sing and rap for us in the car. So we're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Guys, so yesterday was Till's birthday, by the way, so
I'm
happy 30 birthday.
Again.
31. Woo-hoo. 31.
30 for
we
the second time.
We can't lie to people.
What? I'm not lying. I'm 30 again. That's kind of a lie, isn't it? I'm 31 and having fun.
31 and having fun. 30 and thriving. So happy birthday, my love.
Thank you so much. Had a great day. Thank you guys to everybody who reached out and said happy birthday. I felt so loved and spoiled. It was crazy in the office yesterday. Like, there were flower deliveries and they had to bring boxes up. Because,
it was special. It's something, you know, I think Till and I were reflecting last night. We don't take those things for granted. You know, to be able to be celebrated and loved so much is a privilege.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for the love you show our little family. Like, it's so special and we have to pay it forward. That's the key in life.
Absolutely.
All right. So in today's podcast, Till and I want to have a bit of an open chat about our predictions and perceptions and our thought processes around marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So for the last couple of weeks, really since the beginning of this year, I run the marketing machine internally. And the thing I'm very focused on right now is making sure we stay ahead in our space. And we want to really make sure that with the rapid change of the social environment, the digital environment, with everything that's happening, brands really have to stay on top of the game. We've seen a slight turn in the performance of how the machine's working. And, you know, it's a result of the iOS updates. It's a result of TikTok that's changing the game. But I want to have a conversation with you guys in the same way that we're having with our internal marketing team. And such is the case with the PR team, et cetera. So, babe,
I'm going to share some nuggets of knowledge. I have said nuggets maybe like 5 times today. It is the randomest thing. It's not even talking about McDonald's.
Because you don't really say nuggets ever.
Until at 31, it's the new me. We're going to share some golden nuggets.
Actually, what is a reference to golden nuggets?
I have no idea. Maybe I'm craving nuggies. Anyway, tell me a bit more. What changes are you seeing in the world of marketing? In like social media marketing, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's marketing general, but mm-hmm. we're predominantly e-commerce based business. So our main channels has always been the platform. So, you know, Meta, Pinterest, Snapchat, TikTok. There are a lot of disruptors at the moment that I think is making it super hard for people to really land on a concept. The framework has changed so much, and you'll notice with the transparency and the way the consumers have evolved, you know, Instagram isn't as effective as it was back in the day when we first started. So it's something that we're discovering and something we're learning. But I don't think I'll ever sit here and sell like a masterclass on how to do this, because something that might have worked 6 months or 12 months ago is going to change. It's not going to be the same in the future. So, you know, we're in the self-discovery process with everyone, but I just wanted to sort of share some of the things that we're thinking through and what my new current thesis is in the environment. So the concept I always land on, and this is something I think that everyone should always focus on whenever you're thinking about sales or marketing, and it's such a simple process or simple concept. People always buy from people. People always sell to people. So I know everyone's really focused on, you know, ChatGPT and AI and all these things that are dropping. But what I always stop and think about is how can we use all of these crazy platforms and all of this crazy tech? How can we translate it back into the simplest form to bring it into the communication between people? Because for me, babes, I don't know if you agree, my absolute thesis and philosophy on marketing is it's storytelling, right? And then we have to figure out how can we get this machine in front of people to tell and convey our story to, right?
I think it's, remember the TikTok that I showed you the other day, and they were saying about like how to sell things and how to make sales. And it's, people aren't buying a product, people are buying the person. So it's like, it comes back down to the relationship that person has with their following as well, because when you're buying a product, if you're buying a pair of tights, you're buying so much more than a pair of black tights. Like, you're buying into a brand. And I think then that kind of links into like the brand's morals and what the brand stands for needs to be just as strong. It's so much more than just putting money towards an ad on Facebook, on Instagram or TikTok. You can throw money at an ad, people will see it, but they're not going to purchase and it's not going to convert unless there's actually a story and a meaning behind it that people understand, right?
But that's the thing. That's where people have become so transparent, and that's the elevation in the understanding of the end consumer has evolved. So, you know, you can't just pay Facebook a crazy amount of money to put your best black tights on Facebook and expect people to shop it. Like, the tool for marketing is really just used for you to get that message across in a greater scale.
But you need a message.
You have to have a clear message, and you have to always remember that you're trying to communicate with another human being. You're not trying to communicate with, and people always talk about the market and, you know, the consumer. That's a person. That's a person on the other side. And people always buy from people. People always try and build relationships with people. That's one of the main reasons, you know, Till and I will forever be super involved with the brand in the marketing aspect, because at the end of the day, we know for a fact so many of you are supporting us because of where we've come from and how we started. So, you know, we work so hard for our community. We always talk about community. We work so hard for the community, and we try and involve you guys in as much of the process and the decision-making as possible.
So what do you think has changed? You said before Instagram has changed or social media has changed. What changes are you seeing?
I definitely think that people have become smarter with how they receive the information. So like I said, you can't just post a pair of ties with a swipe up link and the price and expect people to shop. You can't just give it to an influencer with, you know, millions of followers and expect them to wear it and expect people to shop. You have to use those situations to create an experience so that people form a relationship with the product and the brand.
I think when the apps were newer as well, you could just like put the tights on there and people, and a swipe up link, and people are going to shop in or sell out, because people, this was all brand new and exciting. Whereas now Instagram, TikTok, I don't really use Snapchat, but like all of these platforms have a really smart audience. Like, the people that are following influencers understand that the influencer is there to either promote the product, things like that. They are smarter than that. So it's so much more than putting an ad up, paying an influencer a shit ton of money to post an ad one time and then never hear from them again, which I think is something that we don't do.
That's the crazy thing, and that's the secret to how we've done what we've done. We've never done that.
Don't tell anyone.
Here's the scoop. We've never done that. The great thing here is, you know, all the influencers, and I really don't like the word influencer, by the way, all the creators, all the influencers, all the ambassadors that we work with are genuine.
Why does influencer such a dirty word? It's not a dirty word. Everyone is an influencer.
Yeah,
everyone has the ability to influence. It's so funny that like influencer has such a negative context around it, right?
I don't like using the word for that reason, right? I don't like the fact that people have, or there is this perception that, you know, influencer has this connotation to it. I just don't like using the word because of that reason.
I know, but it shouldn't. Like, it shouldn't be a tarnished word. Yeah, like, it's not a bad thing. Like, it's crazy to me that has, and I understand it does have a bad and negative connotation. People don't refer to themselves as influencers, but it shouldn't be like a dirty word.
I totally agree. But I think like, just jumping back to a point, like the principle here is we've never worked with talent, or we've never worked with thought leaders in the sense where it's like, hey, we've given you something, please promote it.
Wait, I'm going to say we have one time, and I'm not going to say what it was. It doesn't work. It didn't work. So we have before paid someone to post one time, one off. And we didn't see, so we can talk from experience and give this advice. Sorry if you didn't want me to share this bit.
No, I actually forgot about it.
Yeah, so we have done it one time before and it didn't, I don't think it really returned anything. And so I feel confident in giving the advice and Don feels confident in giving the advice because we've seen it from both sides. We've seen that these people with millions and millions of followers or however many followers can charge.
I remember.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Can charge a lot of money to post one time and you think, oh my God, impression's going to be huge. And the impressions are huge. Does it convert into a sellout product?
But it also doesn't tell the story because people buy from people they can relate to and understand.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You can have like this like huge, massive following. I know this point is nothing new. You guys are probably aware of it, but you can have this huge, massive following with millions and millions of eyes and impressions, but it doesn't mean that it's going to convert into sales because a lot of the time, the bigger the following, the less trusted they are by their audience. Sad, but true.
It's such a crazy anomaly. And I mean, it's a generalized point of view, but that's our experience. That's I actually completely forgot.
So we have, you know, spent money and paid someone to post for us and no regrets there. It didn't give the outcome that we were expecting. Whereas we now build relationships with our team and our team of creators, so to speak, and we build relationships with people in the industry or well-trusted people and they fall in love with the product. We never ask people to lie. We never ask people to promote something if they don't believe in it. Like, I think that's been like a massive key to our success. I hate saying that, but it's true, right? Like we have done this once and we learned that that doesn't work. So we flipped and we thought, okay, like let's do some relationship building. Let's actually make people fall in love with the brand and then post how they choose to, if they choose to.
Well, jumping back to the point here, like the key is how to market. And for me, marketing consists of a couple of areas. One is, you know, storytelling and how to convey your message so that people receive the story. So we work with these people that Till's mentioning to be able to work with us and tell our story. Because you know, Till and I can only tell the story to so many people. Like we, a couple of followers.
You guys have heard the story.
Everyone knows the story. But we feel like we've got such a cool product and a brand. And we really, truly feel that it can add so much value in the best possible way. You know, our stuff's not expensive. Our stuff is flattering. And we just want more and more people to be exposed to that. So we have to figure out, well, how can we get that message across to most people? So, you know, Till being as amazing as she is able to form relationships and meet so many cool influencers that can help us get that message across. So that's still a winning strategy. There is still such a huge value in influencer marketing, but the platforms have changed so much. So how you strategically get that message across is important. You know, TikTok has completely messed up the marketing game. They've brought an incredible new platform in, but it doesn't convert in terms of sale.
All the time, necessarily. I mean, I have seen some people post a TikTok, small businesses post a TikTok, and suddenly they've completely sold out because the algorithm has picked them up and it's gone like wild. Like I saw this one girl, she sells makeup brush cleaner, and like one of her TikToks blew up. She had to cancel her plans to, like, the whole of the week. Like, she could not believe it. And I love that. So, I mean, TikTok is so hard to navigate. It's really, like, I don't know if anyone's, like, cracked the code of TikTok, but it is so hit and miss with what you post. But if you hit, you can really hit.
Well, I think...
But it's authentic.
But I was going to say, I think right now you're not speaking on two different playing fields. So Till works in the organic space. So a lot of what she brings in the marketing space is organic, right? When I'm referring to TikTok here, I'm saying, like, you know, with Google and Meta, we can build campaigns in the back end and we can try and target and remarket in certain ways. And, you know, you have some sort of control with that. With TikTok, it's like you're saying, like, TikTok isn't a friendly ad-based platform. And it's such a cool platform for that reason. But, you know, marketers cannot really market well on TikTok just yet. But, you know, like you said, if someone organically posts something and goes viral, game changer. But that's really hard to use in business because you can't forecast and you can't predict and you can't have enough stock if something goes viral, right? The framework is changing, but I think that sort of goes to the point that we've been discussing early in the week, right? Like for us, we're trying to keep things as organic and as authentic as possible. We're not trying to create narratives or storylines that don't resonate well with the community. Our approach here is like, hey, let's use our community. Let's use the people that love the brand. Let's work with them and say, hey, if you are obsessed with what we're providing and you have a nice piece of content, can we use that content and can we use you to tell our story? That's sort of the space we're playing in right now. I had a conversation with the performance marketing team. A lot of people ask us, you know, do we use agencies? You know, who does all our marketing? We do everything in-house.
Everything. PR, marketing, all of it.
We don't have a single agency currently that does any external work. So, you know, Till and I are super passionate about that because we have in certain periods of our life or in certain periods in our careers and in the conception of the brand. But, you know, there's a huge disconnect sometimes. We're super passionate about the story we're trying to tell. And guys, we always keep going back to the story and, you know, people buy from people, people sell to people. We just found that there was a massive disconnect in how we could convey our authentic messages across whilst working with external. So we're pretty focused on building an internal machine, and I always refer to it as a machine, but we got amazing people in-house that run all marketing, that run all PR, and I'm really proud of that. Would you say the same?
I'm so proud of it. Absolutely. I feel like this year we have just like really, well, even the other day on the podcast, the other week, you guys know when we posted that one, it was like, it's been a tough week for us. That got so many listens. Thank you guys. Thanks for wanting to hear about our struggles. But we were talking about like leveling up and like being on that like part. We felt like we were at the end of the level, but it was like a really hard like baddie to beat to get to the next level. You guys know what I say. But I feel like we beat that baddie. I feel like we're on the next level now and we have just leveled up in everything. Like we're all working so hard. We all have like this new, when I say we all, I mean like our whole team have this new like spark of energy or whatever you call it. And we're just like, we've got new concepts, new ideas, and it's working and things are happening. And it's so fucking cool. I feel so pumped at the moment.
Well, I think that's the point. I feel like guys, in this conversation we're having with you, we're sort of jumping on all the conversations we've been having internally. So we're jumping around, but, you know, try and follow us. The reason we're passionate to have this conversation is because, you know, for the last month in-house, we've been discussing, you know, our growth as a brand because I'm very passionate about this concept. You cannot rely on last year to be next year. You know, we have to keep evolving. We have to keep changing. And the topic that we've brought today is, you know, the platforms are changing so fast, so we have to change fast.
And you have to jump on the platforms. Like that's something as well I think is really important. If you are like so good at Instagram, you're like, no, I'm not going to get on TikTok because like it's too hard to navigate, blah, blah, blah. But all the other brands are jumping on TikTok. You also need to jump on TikTok. You need to stay ahead of the times. You need to be working out what's next, what's up and coming, learning how to use that platform and getting on there. You can't just be, I think, in your own ego, like, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Like marketing changes so quickly. You have to keep up with it.
It's changing fast. You know, for any brand owner or small business that's listening to this today, even if you are working with an agency, even if you have brilliant people in your team, you have to lead from the front. You and I, we have to spend hours trying to understand where the attention is because, you know, marketing is the key concept in marketing is like you have to present where the attention is. If everyone's attention is on TikTok, then that's where we have to be.
And you need to be making TikTok content, right? You need to be making different content per different platform.
Yeah, you can't just be watching.
No. I mean, like you can't just put like an ad that you would put on Instagram on TikTok. It doesn't convert the same. You have to adapt. And it gets a lot. I totally understand that. But you need to be forward and ahead of the game. That's what you have to do in business.
That's the requirement. That is marketing. You have to pivot. You have to move fast.
I think there's a lot of different types of marketing as well, right? There's like brand awareness and then there's like sales conversion and things like that. And I think different people and different avenues, different platforms are super important and necessary for all of those things. But different platforms work better at different things. Like if you're doing, say, a massive billboard, for example, that would be brand awareness as opposed to conversion. There's no swipe up link on a billboard, but that's still really great marketing.
Well, here is the absolute pinnacle of the point that I brought to the team this week. And the point...
I'm going to film this bit.
Here's the absolute clear message that I brought across. And it's such an open-ended, thought-provoking concept. You know, I said to the team, I was like, guys, fuck the funnel. That was my catchphrase.
FTF.
I wrote it on the whiteboard. I said, guys, fuck the funnel. And here is my new thesis that I'm testing right now and it's starting to work. If the whole world has taught us to have a top of funnel, middle of funnel, and bottom of funnel, and if anyone has worked in sales and marketing, you'll understand this. If not, just go and Google a marketing funnel or a sales funnel. If the whole world and if all the platforms are taught to use this and every single person is using the same methodology in the funnel and the whole marketing platform has become super competitive, that to me is showing me that the results are going to be the same for everyone. So right now, Our whole philosophy in our marketing team is to find the cracks. So I brought The Lion King. I played a clip on The Lion King to the team, and that scene where Mufasa is telling Simba about the dark, shadowy place that you should never go to. That's what I presented to the team. I was like, that is the space we want to go and present in. The area that hasn't been exploited. Let's go and find the cracks. Let's go and find the areas that no one is exploiting yet. Because if you ever look at any revolutionary or any super successful brand or business person, they have revolutionized certain areas, whether it's huge or whether it's small. It's about identifying those small cracks and those small areas that you can improve and stand out in, right? You want to stand out above the crowd. That's the entire point and entire conversation we're having internally right now that we're discussing.
I think it's like that in all areas. It's the same as if you have a business idea and you think, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this business idea. Like I'm going to make pajamas, for example. What are you bringing to the table that is different than every other pajama brand out there? If you don't have that answer, don't make pajamas.
What is your difference?
Like you need to be different. The market is saturated. Yes, absolutely. But there is room for everyone as long as you have a point of difference. You need to be doing something different than everyone else.
Well, when we started the brand and back in when the idea initially kicked off, it was around 2012, 13, that 14 period. A lot of people were trying activewear brands. A lot of young people were having a crack at it. And the philosophy I've always had in my mind was, you know, do the same thing different. So what that to me means is you can take anything that anyone is doing, but as long as you have a little point of difference, it can be minor, it can be something unique. That's for you to figure out. But as long as you can present something in a little different way, I think that's where you're going to be seen. And that's where you need to present that in the attention. And people will receive that.
And that's the message. That's the marketing message that you need to share. Just because you see someone making a top, for example, and you think, oh, that's a great top. I'm going to go and make exactly the same top for my brand. That's not going to get you anywhere because that top has already been made. You need to find something about the top that is missing and bring that to your audience and create it and improve and give the audience something that you think that original product needed improvement on and be able to share that. Obviously not say the brand that you got the top from or whatever, but you need to have a point of difference. There needs to be something, there needs to be a message there. If you're just copying what other brands, what other platforms are doing, there's no point of difference. You're always going to be behind. And it's like, literally like Don said, like you have to be looking for what's in the darkness, what is getting left out and run with that.
Yeah. Make that same top, but make it different. You know,
make
it better. Listen to the audience. Listen to your community. Listen to the people that are giving advice. And here's the thing. Here's the great thing about it. Your community is not afraid to give you advice. And
yeah, if you need some help, just ask the public.
In the beginning, it really used to frustrate me when like our followers and fans were like, you know, give me advice. Hey, and one of the number one is, you know, you should make baby wear. And it's funny because every time someone gives me feedback, whether it's good or bad, if I completely drop the ego, I'm listening to everything and I'm thinking, okay, wow, people are literally telling me what I need to do.
What they're going to buy.
What they're going to buy. Why am I being hard-headed? All I have to do is take these recommendations and formulate it into what we are best known for in our space and present it to them.
I think one of the number one keys in business is dropping your ego. Like I said, like when it comes to taking advice from your customers, moving to a new platform, trying out a new platform, you need to drop your ego. And I think that like once you realize that and you do drop your ego and you're open to new things and open to learning, open to listening, open to feedback, it literally changes everything.
You don't have to try and reinvent the wheel.
You just got to do a little tweak every time.
That's what I said. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just have to make it better.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so I think that's an important lesson.
But then that's your marketing story. If you're listening to like what we were saying before and you're like, okay, cool. So I need to tell a story. That's your story. You found something like you have tried to wear all of these pajamas all the time, but this one thing was missing that you couldn't find in any pajama brand. So you started a pajama brand with that and you solved a problem. You found someone's like pain point and you're solving their pain point. That is the story. You need to have a story behind the brand that people will buy from you. They're not buying your pajamas. They're buying your story.
I love that so much. The other thing I think people get overwhelmed with is like the bigger picture. Taking what you just said, I was thinking about, you know, all the people I know that have started small brands, and there's so many people that get so up in their own heads about it. But here's another point. If you're starting out in anything, you only need to sell a few pieces to get the ball rolling. You know, if you want to start the pajama brand, for example, don't focus on trying to sell as many units as, I don't know, some of the big brands out there. You know, start it for your small community, build, sell a few pieces here and there, and listen to the feedback. Listen to what, it's the crazy thing, people are going to guide you and you'll be able to evolve and grow from that. But I would caution against trying to start something completely new without any direction or without any idea of,
or any passion for it.
Passion is huge.
Yeah. Like, you can't just think, people say it sometimes to us, like, are we going to do like a pajama brand, whatever. That's why I kind of mentioned pajamas. And I know you and I have thought before, well, like, I'm happy with like pajamas that we have out. You know what I mean? Like, we dabble in a bit of loungewear here and there, but it's not something I'm like, yes, and we need this and this. And I feel like if you are bringing out a product, you need to be passionate about it. You need to have, it needs to have a story behind it. It needs to do better than what already exists in the market. You need a point of difference, and people will then buy into that point of difference. And then how this all links into marketing is that you need to be marketing things that emphasize your point of difference, like in ways that emphasize your point of difference. It's all about storytelling. You can't just put someone in a pajamas. I mean, you could, I guess. Sometimes it works with a swipe up link and they'll go wild for the pajamas. It does, like, you know, that will work if you've got it on the right person, et cetera, et cetera. But not just a once off, which is exactly what we said we did in the beginning, and it was a bit of a flop.
But here's the thing. It goes back to people buy from people. Yes. If you're starting a pajama brand, it's as simple as this. It really is as simple as this.
By the way, disclaimer, I'm not having a dig at anyone that does pajamas.
No, you're saying that. I'm thinking to myself, man, maybe we should like really bring the pajamas into the brand.
But what's missing in pajamas? That's the thing. I found my dream pair of pajamas.
Yeah. We're really having a pajama moment. Till has probably more sets of pajamas than activewear.
I love sleepwear. I love it.
Here's my point. People buy from people. So if you've just started your little pajama brand or your little activewear brand, people aren't going to probably necessarily buy it because of the product. They're going to buy it because they want to support you.
Yes.
And if you can't believe in yourself, and if you can't market yourself, and you can't market your dream, they're not going to be able to relate to you and they won't support you. They'll just go to one of the shopping center pajama brands. And so that's another concept. Keep it authentic. Keep it real. Build a brand around you and
what you believe in,
your journey and what you believe in. People buy from people.
What would you say the best like marketing avenues are at the moment then?
Look, I think the most consistent platform that is super complex is Google always. But my real thing right now is trying to get the message across in the areas where the attention is. And for me, the number one platform right now is TikTok. Just be realistic and realize that it's not going to convert the same way you might think Meta or Google will. But from a brand and awareness
Meta
story,
being Facebook and Instagram.
Meta's Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. TikTok's not going to turn over the revenue you think it might just yet. But I think there's a breakthrough coming. So I know for a fact that they're testing shopping feeds in other countries at the moment that they're going to introduce into Australia. So I think the brands that have cracked TikTok and that are active on TikTok, that are working on TikTok, it's going to win. But here's the key thing that we've learned. Do not try and sell on TikTok. Create stories, create entertainment, create community. Bring people into your life in the platform because people aren't on TikTok to shop.
Yeah, be sold to.
They're there for entertainment. They're there for a distraction. They're there for tea. They're there for gossip. They're there to understand world news. Like, my algorithm sometimes has news on, you know what I mean? Like, it's a great information platform, but people do not want to be sold to. And I think if you can figure out what that crack is.
I think in all areas, to be honest, in life in general, people aren't trying to be sold to anytime.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that you take away from this podcast, it's that people don't want to be sold to. Take with that, like, go with that how you will. But that's like a key point.
By the way, this podcast is the conversation we're having internally and with each other, and we want to share with you. So the conversation that we've had is people don't want to be sold to. So how can we present our best products or our best storylines or ourselves to people without trying to say, hey, please buy this or beg people to buy? It's by providing value and entertainment. That's the area we're exploring. We haven't nailed it yet. It's what we're figuring out and we've identified this. So there it is.
The secret is out. Don't tell anyone, guys. Keep that to yourselves.
Do not share this with a single person. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this one. This one really was just an open-ended conversation.
I like it, though. I feel like we have, like, just – it's nice when we just sit on here and just kind of, like, brain dump ideas. Someone said it sounds like I'm on a phone call with you guys, right? I like that.
I like that a lot. It takes the pressure off because I don't want I don't want people to think that we've cracked it and we're figuring out everything we're sharing with you guys is what we...
We don't come with like scripted notes or anything. We're literally just sitting here...
Having a conversation.
Emptying our brains.
Yeah. We're having the conversation with you that we've been having with ourselves. And I think there's such value in it because my hope here is that it provokes a thought in your day-to-day or in your business. And I hope you become successful from it. And by the way, if you found that crack, please DM me and help us as well. Because we're on the same journey, you know, same dream, same team. So... Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it, please share it with a friend.
You just said don't share it. You can share it, love. I guess. We'll let you. One friend. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll speak to you soon.
Love you. Bye.